the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Last year, the presidents of Missouri State, Drury, OTC, Evangel, and SBU gathered to collaborate on a way to make a difference locally and globally. The result? Stomp Out Hunger, the all-collegiate shoe drive. Shoes will be collected this year at sites across the campuses from October 1st through 25th. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, as my guests, I have Laura Hobbs, co-founder of Soul Food and instructor at Missouri State, and Mary Ann Wood, director of public affairs support. They will talk about Stomp Out Hunger and how it meets the needs of people. Hobbs explains more.
All the colleges will be collecting shoes, and those shoes are donated to Soul Food, an organization that I work with. Soul Food will take those shoes, and we partner with an organization out of St. Louis called Shoe Man Water Projects to ship those shoes to developing countries to people who need them. There are some funds generated from the shipping of those shoes. Those distributors pay Shoe Man Water Projects by the pound. And so all the money that we receive for the shoes that we collect goes directly to Friends Against Hunger to help provide the materials, the food, and the shipping for Friends Against Hunger and their Meals a Million food packathon weekend.
Donating just one pair of shoes directly helps feed the hungry, both in the U.S. and internationally, provides footwear goods for local vendors in developing countries, helps build water purification systems for villages in Kenya and Haiti, as well as impacts educational and healthcare needs. How can you help? Wood explains.
We are asking all of the institutions for the most of the month of October, October 1 through 24, to collect shoes. We want all kinds of shoes, as long as they do not have holes in the bottom of them and that the soles are attached to the shoe, because it does need to be a wearable shoe. But it can be adult shoes, children's shoes, dress shoes, work shoes, flip-flops, anything that will protect the feet. We're asking our students, faculty, and staff, we want everyone involved in this project, to bring their shoes to campus. We'll have boxes in all the buildings. We will collect those shoes, and then on October 25th, which is a Saturday, it also happens to be the National Day of Caring, we will have what we're calling an in-gathering at the trailer that Soul Food maintains over on East Sunshine Street, where we're asking not only the schools but other people in the community that want to donate shoes to bring their shoes in for that project. This year we are doing a special event through the schools in that we are having a competition to encourage people to participate in this, and we will be awarding the Golden Boot Award, which will go to the school that collects the largest number of shoes as a percentage of their enrollment.
It was in 2010 that Hobbs first came into contact with Friends Against Hunger while on a relief project in Haiti. Seeing these prepackaged meals being distributed and knowing this might be the only meal the individual would eat all day, Hobbs wanted to learn how to get involved in such a life-saving project. And so she and several others founded Soul Food.
I learned while distributing the food there that it all actually came from Springfield, Missouri, from Friends Against Hunger. So when I returned to Springfield along with the team that went with me, we began getting involved in Friends Against Hunger. We saw that they can always use funding, more funding, like most not-for-profits. So we ended up with an opportunity to partner with Shoe Man Water Projects to generate some funds for Friends Against Hunger, but also to generate shoes to be sent to people who need shoes, and also to help with the water projects with some of the funds generated from our shoes.
Hobbs noted that there's a critical need in Liberia right now due to the recent Ebola outbreak, so the upcoming Meals a Million Packathon will serve to help that area as well.
When someone's in a hospital, it's the responsibility of the patient's family to feed them, bathe them, etc. Because these patients with Ebola are quarantined, their families cannot get to them. So there are some patients that are getting food, but there are many that are not. And so we've been invited by a group that works in Liberia to ship food over there to help with these patients. I am grateful to be involved in Friends Against Hunger and Soul Food because it is so much of our public affairs mission that I really believe in.
Donate your shoes or those from a garage sale or thrift store throughout the month of October. Visit soulfood.us for more information. The Meals a Million Food Packathon weekend will be November 14th through 16th, with a goal of packing 1.2 million meals. To help out, visit fahunger.org. That was Laura Hobbs and Marianne Wood, and I'm Nikki Donaldson from the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.